This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Thanksgiving survey shows slightly lower costs in 2025. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Every year, volunteer shoppers from the American Farm Bureau Federation help determine the average cost of feeding 10 people for a Thanksgiving meal. The American Farm Bureau Federation's annual Thanksgiving cost survey results show a slight dip in cost this year. Faith Parham, an economist with AFBF, said consumers should expect some slight relief at the grocery store.
According to our volunteer shoppers, the average cost of Thanksgiving for 10 people is about $55.18. That's about $5.52 a person. This is a decrease of more than 5% from last year and marks the third straight year of declines. But it's really important to note that these declines don't erase the dramatic increases that led to that record high in 2022.
Parham said the basket of goods showed mixed results on price increases versus decreases.
So we saw some increases in 5 of our 12 items, and that was really largely driven because of produce prices. Produce prices are typically highly volatile, and so we saw fresh produce like sweet potatoes and veggie trays increase. Half of our ingredients this year did decrease, the biggest one being turkey. So turkey is down 16%, and that's largely because the price of a frozen bird has fallen.
Parham said food prices often reflect changes in the broader farm economy.
On one end, it's due to commodity prices that get paid to our farmers. So for example, wheat prices were pretty low this year, so we see decreases in things like bread and stuffing. On the other end, fresh produce prices have dealt with labor struggles. They have seen increase in transportation costs. All of that increases the price of those goods.
For more information, visit fb.org/news. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get our ag news content conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.